So this week, we're going at Holiday Club, we're going to be looking at treasure seekers. And tomorrow, not tomorrow, but Tuesday, we'll be welcoming our new recruits to the Guild for their guardian training. We'll be welcoming 29 3- to 4-year-olds at the Memorial Hall and 115 children aged 5 to 11 here at the church, all together with around 70 volunteers and elder guardians, group and activity leaders, cafe and prayer team. So we think it's about time for you to meet some of our characters. So we're going to introduce Guildmaster Swift and Shiner. So could they come up? Can anyone see where they're coming from? So, do you want to introduce yourselves?
My name is the Shiner, and these are my trusty firebugs.
I'm the Guildmaster, maybe top dog of Ancora.
Hi, I'm Swift.
Cool. So, what are you guys looking forward to during the week?
Well, personally, I'm looking forward to the band, simply because they're called the Firebugs. I mean, what a great name. I'm also looking forward to seeing how the new recruits come up with some wacky dance moves.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to all the fun of Holiday Club at Ancora, but particularly learning more about the stories of the Bible and especially about Jesus.
Excellent.
I'm looking forward to finding new story treasures and exploring new parts of the saga.
Fantastic. That's so great. So, we're now going to leave the stage and we're going to have some actors come and tell us a bit more about what might happen during the week.
Sister, keeper, where are you?
Cal, I'm here, sitting behind the desk.
Oh, I couldn't see you behind all this junk.
Junk? This isn't junk. These are some of the most important scrolls in Ancora. Just look at this one. I'll clean that up later. This is from the first guildmaster, Othniel, and it says he decreed that all of the guardians should have a breakfast of porridge and sausages in the same bowl.
Mm.
But then, at the bottom, he repeals the law because most of the storytellers had to have morning off.
See? Junk. Anyway, my new assistant, Flood, he's just made some massive chocolate cake and we couldn't possibly finish it by ourselves, so we were wondering if you'd like to join us for tea later.
Yeah, that sounds lovely. I love chocolate. Wait, what's your new assistant's name?
Flood.
Flood.
Flood, yes. So?
You know that your job is to keep the waterways of Ancora safe.
Yes, I do know what my job is, sister.
And your new assistant's called Flood. Waterways? Safe. Flood?
I have no idea what you're getting at.
Oh, never mind. Come in.
This was just a liver keeper.
Thank you, Bartlehoop.
What?
What are you laughing at, Cal? Don't worry. My brother has strange things going on in his head. Oh, it says I'm going to get a visitor very soon. But it doesn't say who it's from. Who delivered this, Bartlehoop?
I don't know. Someone came to the door and shouted, Bartlehoop!
Well, maybe someone will turn up tomorrow. Anyway, Cal, we'd love to come to tea. Can I bring Bartlehoop?
Wait a minute. Yeah, I'll see you at 3 for lunch. Bartlehoop.
Bye.
Well, thank you to Keeper and Cal. If you're coming to Holiday Club this week, you will find more about their adventures that they are going to have. And I wonder who their mystery visitor is going to be. We will find out on Tuesday morning. Who here is coming to Holiday Club? Brilliant. So you're going to find out then the next part of the story. And the good thing is each day we are going to be finding out more about the story of the saga, and it's going to help power our light tower, and we will find some story treasures. So I am hoping now that Shiner is going to come back on and join me in a moment. Where's he got to? Should we give him a call? Shiner!
quick. Firebugs, they're very excited.
Oh, why are the firebugs excited?
You've got to be quiet so I can hear them.
Okay,
Apparently, there is a story treasure somewhere in this very building.
Okay, we've got to find the story treasure, and then I can tell you the story. So could you look under your benches? Can anybody see a story treasure? Something looks really precious or something? I'll tell you what do the firebugs say? Where can we find it?
The firebugs say that they're not under the benches, but they suggest perhaps looking behind your ears. Apparently there might be a large box somewhere behind one of your ears.
Can anyone see a large box behind your ear?
No, that's my bad. In my old age, my hearing's a bit bad. The firebugs were telling me that my ears aren't working properly. That's my mistake. They suggest that maybe it's somewhere up high in the sky.
Okay, anybody spotted anything? That might be a treasure, there's some pointing going on up there on the balcony. Have you spotted something on the balcony?
My eyes don't really work from here, but are the guardians suggesting that there's something up there?
Maybe go and have a look.
Yeah, let's go and have a look. Oh, can you see something up there?
Oh, the firebugs are saying we're getting warmer. Yep. Yes, is that it there?
Do you think that could be our story treasure? Fabulous. We need some help getting it down off the balcony.
How are we going to do that? It's a bit high up. I can't climb.
I think Tony's going to give us a hand.
Is Tony a firebug?
Oh, ready to catch it? Oh. Mind the clock. Oh, here it comes. Fabulous. I tell you what, Catherine, could you give Shiner a hand? Excellent. And if you could unattach it from its lowering rope and we'll bring it up to the front. We'll have a look inside. It looks like a giant present. Excellent. Let's bring it down the front. Let's have a look. Now, I might need some help from Swift as well. So let's see if we can open it up, because Shiner's got his hands full. Let's see if we can undo this.
Already.
I know, like it's Christmas already. Do you know what? We're going to be thinking about Christmas this week. Unusually, right, okay. There's one for you. Can you have a look to see? Is there anything inside? Let's have a look. More presents. There is something inside of that. Are you able to pull it out? Fabulous. What have we got? We've got some ancient scrolls.
I'm going to have to put you down.
Yeah. Brilliant. Now, I think we're going to listen for a moment to see what these ancient scrolls say. So maybe if you come over, I'll come over to you, and then we've got the microphone. So do some good listening now.
The people walking in the darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice, righteousness, from time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
And where's that from?
Isaiah 9, verse 2 to 7.
Thank you. And what does your scroll say?
Mine, which is from Micah 5, 2 to 5. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be our peace.
Wow, if you just take a seat for a moment, because we're going to come back to those ancient scrolls. So that's from Isaiah and from Micah, and they are some of the prophets of the Old Testament. And do you know what? Isaiah is thought to have written his book about the 8th century before Christ, and Micah around 700 years before Christ. So that is 2,800 years ago. So what relevant is it to us today? I want you to think back in your heads. Right at the start of this service, we got you to think about what you're looking forward to, either today or in the summer months ahead. So just think what you were looking forward to for a moment now. Something that I've been looking forward to is actually in September of this year, Neil and I will have been married for 20 years. I know we don't look old enough, but we've got our 20th wedding anniversary, and Neil and I have already started celebrating. 10 days ago, we went to Berlin for 2 days, and we went to see U2 in concert, and it was fabulous, and I was so excited to go. I was really looking forward to it. It was a fabulous evening, even though it rained. It was brilliant. But do you know what? The biggest thing that has made it, whilst it was a fantastic evening, it hasn't been a life-changing evening. The thing that changed my life was actually marrying Neil, making that decision 20 years ago, because it's shaped where we live, the jobs we do, the children we've had, and everything has flowed on from making that decision. Now, something that's changed my life. Now, the God's people who Isaiah and Micah was talking to, they were waiting for something to change their life. At the time when Isaiah writes that ancient scroll, the Israelites were having a really rubbish time. God's people were in all sorts of problems. Their kingdom was split in two. The northern kingdom of Israel was in captivity, and a lot of the Israelites were captives and slaves. The kingdom of Judah was surrounded by enemies on all sides, but they'd stopped following God, and they were worshipping idols and looking to other gods for help. So they were in all sorts of trouble, and they were hoping for something really amazing to happen. And I wonder now, they were probably thinking, do you know what? We remember the ancient promises from long ago that God was going to make us a really great nation, but we're in all sorts of problems. I wonder if they were thinking, where is God in all of this? And sometimes when we're having a few hard times, we can often think, I wonder where God is in all of this. You just have to turn on the news and see all some of the disasters that are happening around the world, and we can think, where is God in the hard times? Well, in the passages that we've just read, God is giving those people a promise and a hope that God is going to rescue them, and he's going to rescue God's people permanently and for all times. Isaiah talks about someone who's going to be a ruler of God's people. And I'm going to ask Swift just to read out the last part of her scroll again. And I want you to listen to some of the words that this ruler is going to be like. So if you stand up for me. And I want you to try and remember some of these words, because I'm going to get you to call them out in a minute. So if you just read from verse 6.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Did anybody catch any of the words that this ruler would be? Did anybody catch? Shout them out. And we'll see whether we've got them. Because I've written some of them out here. Did anybody hear what some of those words were? What was he going to be like? I'm going to ask Eddie, our vicar. Did you catch any? Prince of Peace. Right. Can we see? Have we got Prince of Peace in here? And if there's somebody who would like to come and hold this for me, brilliant. Nathan, if you come up and hold that over there. Now, I heard somebody going, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Did anybody hear what that one was? What was the second word? Did anybody hear? You're going to have to shout it out if you know it, or wave a hand. Wonderful Counselor. Brilliant. Wonderful Counselor. We need another volunteer. Come on out. Come out. Fabulous. Any other words that you heard about this ruler? Shout it out, Josiah. Everlasting Father, come on out and hold this out for me. That's brilliant. Anybody else remember some of the words? Do you remember a word? Mighty, come on out. Come on out. I think we've got Mighty here. Majesty, Majesty. Here we go. Mighty God. Brilliant. Now, can anybody think of any other words that we... Yes. Well, can I give you one? It talked about he was going to be a king forever. Do you want to... That's brilliant. Now, I'm going to ask Shiner to read out his one again and see whether there are any other words that might describe this person who's going to be a ruler that's coming on the way.
From the top.
Let's just have a quick look.
But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach the ends of the earth, and he will be our peace.
Did anybody hear any other words that we haven't already had? Shout one out. Shepherd, come on up. We've got a shepherd. Brilliant. Would you like to give that to Ariel? That's fantastic. I think... Oh, okay. Well, okay. You hold the king forever because that one got put back. Peace. Have we had the word peace already? Who's got... You're holding it already, Nathan. But yes, the word peace came again. I've got a couple of other ones that I thought of as I read them. And one is that he's... Oh, Michael, do you want to say something? A ruler. I haven't got that one, but I've got majesty instead. So can you come and hold that for me? Brilliant. Miles, have you got one? He was going to be ruler of the Israelites. And I haven't got that written out, but can you come up and hold another one for me? Because he talked about that this ruler would be right with God, righteous, right with God. And he talked about... Have you got one? Do you want to shout it out? He will be a ruler. Come on out, because I've got one left to do. And he talked about that it's going to be a just ruler, one that will be able to give justice, so a ruler that's justice. So, children, if you could make sure that all the grown-ups and the other children can see your ones here. So, my question for you all to think in your heads now, I wonder, let's have our slide up for me. What do you think of such a ruler? Just imagine we are going into an election, and we haven't had many of those in this country recently. And this was the manifesto. Prince of Peace, mighty God, someone who would bring justice, who would be a shepherd, who would be right with God, majesty, everlasting Father, whatever. What have we got at this end? Wonderful counselor, king forever. What would we think of such a ruler? Next question for you to think about in your heads. If you knew this ruler was coming and was the real deal, how would it make you feel? How would it make you feel? I'm going to have a show now. Would it make thumbs up if you think this is a good idea? In the middle, if you're not sure, or, you know, let's have a little bit of a poll here. Okay, so quite a few people would be quite happy with this kind of a ruler. And do you know what? The good thing is that these words were written 2,800 years ago, but when we read our Bibles, we know what happens next. We've got it written for us. So we actually know, whilst the Israelites were waiting for this person that would be all these things, we actually know what happens next. And that's what we're going to be exploring in Holiday Club this week. Now, did anybody catch where this ruler was going to be born? Did anybody? Yes. In Bethlehem. Now, does anybody know which person we celebrate every year that's born in Bethlehem?
Jesus.
That's right, Jesus. So we now know, because we live later than this time, that the Bible was talking about Jesus, and that's the story we are going to be exploring in Holiday Club this week. And I wonder, my last question, let's have that up. Jesus is coming, and he was going to be the person that God was sending to save these Israelites for everybody, for all time. And the thing is, when Jesus came, he ended up being a king, but of a very different sort of kingdom. And he turned out to be a very different sort of king than what the Israelites were expecting. So my question for us all here this morning is Jesus a ruler that you would follow? Now, I decided that I was going to follow Jesus when I was just 8 years old. Is anybody here 8? Just give me a wave if you happen to be 8. You're nearly 8. Fabulous. Has anybody else here decided to follow Jesus when they were a child? Just give me a wave, because I'm sure there are a few people here that decided to make that decision. And that decision, marrying Neil, was a really, really important decision 20 years ago. But actually, the decision for me to follow Jesus when I was 8 has really shaped my whole life. Getting emotional now. And the decisions that I've made. And if it's a decision you haven't made yet this morning, I would ask you to really, really think about it. Thank you.